Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants Sections 65 through 71, or Unit 15. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they study Doctrine and Covenants Sections 65 through 71, or Unit 15, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 65 through 66. While studying this lesson, students learn that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go forth to the ends of the earth. They discovered that we have a responsibility to prepare ourselves and others for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Day 2. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 67. In this lesson, students identified the following principles. The Lord hears our prayers and knows our hearts. If we let fear into our hearts, then we can lose blessings. They also learned that as we strip ourselves of jealousy and fear, humble ourselves, and continue in patience, we will be able to abide the Lord's presence. Day 3. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68. As part of this lesson, students learn that when the Lord's servants are moved upon by the Holy Ghost, their words will lead people to salvation. Students also learn that bishops must be approved by the First Presidency and ordained by proper authority. In addition, students discovered that the Lord has commanded parents to teach their children to understand the doctrine of repentance, faith in Christ, baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Day 4. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 69 through 71. From the Lord's Counsel to John Whitmer, students learned that the Lord expects histories to be kept for the good of the church and the rising generation. Students also discovered that the Lord will hold us accountable for the duties He has entrusted to us. Lastly, students learned that when people criticize the church, we can respond by sharing truths from the Scriptures and following the guidance of the Spirit. Introduction. This lesson focuses on the Lord's words to William E. McClellan in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 66. Through their study of this section, students can learn the importance of repenting of all their sins, removing things from their lives that hinder their spiritual progression, and remaining faithful to the end. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 66. The Lord commands William E. McClellan to proclaim the gospel, forsake all unrighteousness, and continue faithfully to the end. Before class, copy the following diagram on the board. Please refer to the diagram on page 257 of Home Study Lesson, Unit 15. In the diagram, you will see a picture of an arrow pointing in two different directions. On the left are the words written, "Far from God." On the right are the words written, "Close to God." As class begins, invite students to examine the diagram on the board. Ask them to silently ponder where they would place themselves on the diagram. Also suggest that they consider in which direction they are moving, closer to God or farther away from Him. Then invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Ask the class to listen for ways we can draw closer to God. Quote, "If you want to stay close to someone who has been dear to you, but from whom you are separated, you know how to do it. You would find a way to speak to them, you would listen to them, and you would discover ways to do things for each other. The more often that happened, the longer it went on, the deeper would be the bond of affection. If much time passed without the speaking, the listening, and the doing, the bond would weaken. God is perfect and omnipotent, and you and I are mortal. But He is our Father, He loves us, and He offers the same opportunity to draw closer to Him as would a loving friend. And you will do it in much the same way, speaking, listening, and doing." End quote. According to President Eyring, how can we draw closer to God? What do you think it means to speak, listen, and do as we seek to draw closer to God? Explain that in the early days of the church, a man named William E. McClellan drew closer to God when he learned about the restored gospel. He was baptized on August 20, 1831. Soon after that, he was ordained an elder, and he accompanied Hiram Smith for a few weeks as a missionary. In October 1831, he traveled to Ohio for a conference of the church. While there, he met the prophet Joseph Smith. On October 29, Brother McClellan prayed in secret, asking the Lord to reveal answers to five specific questions through the prophet. Without telling Joseph Smith the questions, Brother McClellan requested a revelation. As the prophet dictated the revelation found in Doctrine and Covenants section 66, Brother McClellan found that each of his questions was answered. The Lord gave him instructions and warnings to help him stay faithful and eventually receive eternal life. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 66 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for reasons the Lord blessed William McClellan at the time of this revelation. Why had Brother McClellan been able to receive blessings from the Lord? Because he had turned away from his sins, received the Lord's truths, and received the fullness of the gospel. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 66 verse 3 silently, looking for what the Lord said Brother McClellan still needed to do to please him. Ask students to report what they learn. What do you think it means to be clean but not all? You may need to help students understand that although Brother McClellan had made great progress and had been blessed for his efforts, he still needed to repent of some sins. What can we learn from the Lord's counsel in verse 3? Students should identify the following commandment. We are commanded to repent of all our sins. Why is it important to repent of all our sins, and not just some of them? What can we learn from this verse about how the Lord will help us in our repentance? Students' answers may vary, but they should express the following principle. The Lord will show us the things we need to repent of. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring. Ask the class to listen for one way that we can ask the Lord to help us repent. Quote, one of the questions we must ask of our Heavenly Father in private prayer is this. What have I done today, or not done, which displeases Thee? If I can only know, I will repent with all my heart without delay. That humble prayer will be answered. End quote. Encourage students to think about blessings they have received as they have turned away from sin and received the gospel. Invite them to seek to know the things they need to repent of so they can receive even greater blessings. Divide the students into pairs. Ask the pairs to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 66, verses 5 through 9 together, looking for what the Lord wanted Brother McClellan to do. Ask students to report what they find. According to verses 8 and 9, what blessings would Brother McClellan receive if he would faithfully do the Lord's will? What can we learn from these verses about blessings we can receive when we follow the Lord's will for us? Students should identify the following principle. If we are faithful in doing the Lord's will, He will be with us and will bless us so we can accomplish what He requires of us. Explain that in addition to giving William McClellan instructions about what to do, the Lord gave him a warning. Ask a student to read the first two sentences of Doctrine and Covenants, section 66, verse 10 aloud. Before he or she reads, point out that the first sentence includes the word cumbered. Explain that something cumbers us if it blocks our way and makes a task very difficult to accomplish. The Lord commanded Brother McClellan to, quote, forsake all unrighteousness, end quote. How would unrighteousness or sin cumber his missionary work? How does unrighteousness cumber us spiritually? Read the third sentence of Doctrine and Covenants section 66 verse 10 aloud and invite the class to look for a specific warning that the Lord gave William McClellan. According to verse 10, what temptation had Brother McClellan struggled with? What can we learn from verse 10 about the Lord's knowledge about each of us? Help students see that the Lord knows our specific challenges and temptations, just as He knew Brother McClellan's. Why do you think it is important to understand that the Lord knows our specific challenges and temptations? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 66, verses 11 through 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for additional counsel the Lord gave William McClellan. According to verse 12, What do we need to do to receive eternal life? Help students recognize that if we continue faithfully to the end, we will receive eternal life. What does it mean to you to continue faithfully to the end? Explain that when this revelation was given, William McClellan had received a testimony of the restored gospel. After the revelation was given, he testified of Joseph Smith's prophetic calling. Brother McClellan served faithfully for several years and was called to serve as one of the first members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in this dispensation. However, he did not continue faithfully to the end. In fact, he turned against the prophet Joseph Smith, and he was excommunicated in 1838. Direct students' attention to the diagram on the board and suggest that they once again consider where they would place themselves on that diagram. Ask them to ponder the following question: What will you do to move closer to God and continue faithfully to the end? Testify of the doctrines and principles you have discussed and encourage students to act on these truths. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants, sections 72 through 76. Ask students to imagine what it would be like to receive a glimpse of hell, or outer darkness, and other suffering of the ungodly, and then receive a vision of the celestial, terrestrial, and telestial kingdoms of glory. Explain that because of their work on the inspired translation of the Bible, the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon were able to have their eyes opened to a vision of the 3 degrees of glory, which is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76.